The following program is brought to you by the friends and partners of Bobby Hogan Ministries.
I prophetically decree to somebody under my voice, your wait is over. Your change is beginning right now.
Welcome to Kingdom Living. It's your prophet, Bobby Hogan. We're going to have a great broadcast. Thank all of you who are faithful listeners, faithful at watching Kingdom Living, all of our partners, you are helping us bring the message of faith and hope to people throughout the world. And I want you to know, in case you don't know, about a new area of outreach. Maybe a couple months we've had this in operation, our Kingdom Living 24-hour internet radio station. Anybody in the world with internet service, a phone, a laptop, a computer, unless their country blocks them from receiving it, can listen to our 24-hour radio station. Kingdom Living 24-hour internet radio station is on the air. Yes, my friend, my kingdom partners, you heard me right. Kingdom Living 24-hour internet radio station is now being aired. We have some of the greatest praise and worship songs on our station, along with scripture reading, special guests, other preachers having their own broadcasts. All of our services from camp meetings and conferences and our Sunday services, along with our Monday night Kingdom Living broadcasts, will all be on our station. Now to listen, go to our website, bobbyhogan.org, click the Kingdom Living radio station link, or go to your search bar and simply type in Kingdom Living radio station 365. I know you'll be blessed, and I hope you're as excited as I am over another outreach, another door of opportunity that God has opened for us to take the prophetic word that He has given us and to take the message of hope and faith to the nations of the world. Okay, I would love for you to go to our station. I believe you'll be blessed. Okay, let's open God's Word. I want us to look in the book of Habakkuk. Look at the book in the book of Habakkuk 2, verse 3, where it says these words, "For the vision is for an appointed time." But at the end, I want to stop right there. But at the end, that's what I want to prophetically decree on this broadcast. But at the end, there will be an end. There will be an end. Let's get into the Word of God. Your end looks better than your past. Your end looks better than your future. Your end, listen, don't be fooled by what you see. Don't be fooled by what you're going through. Don't be distracted by things going on that are contrary to your promise, contrary to what God showed you or told you. Don't be fooled. Don't be distracted. You're on your way somewhere. Maybe you're not at Z, but thank God you're not at A. Thank God you're gaining ground. You're making progress. Some of you are like the caterpillar trying to turn into a butterfly. You're in progress. You're in transition. You know, sometimes transition and making progress, going through what you have to go through to get to what you're going to, sometimes it's not the prettiest sight. Sometimes it's not the thing you hope for. But you know the verse I quote a lot, Psalm 66, verse 12, Israel said, "We've been through the fire, we've been through the flood, but God brought us out into a wealthy place." Now, they did go through the fire, and they did experience the flood. But the only reason they experienced the fire and the flood is because they were going somewhere. They were going to a place they had never been, a wealthy place. The word wealthy there means a place, a large place. I feel like prophesying right now. Some of you are in the fire of adversity. Some of you are in the flood of trouble, but you're going somewhere. You're going to the wealthy place. There's a place where everything you're going through will come to an end, where you're at is not your end. Daniel went in the lion's den, but he didn't stay there. It wasn't his end. He come out, got promoted. Three Hebrew children went in the fire. That wasn't their end. They come out, they got promoted. They had a testimony. The king knew, the people around knew, the God of Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego was the true and living God. Joseph went into the pit, the prison, but that wasn't his end. He went into the palace, and that was his end. He stayed in the palace. I feel like prophesying. Some of you, when you come into your place, you come into your wealthy place, your large place, your place of overflow, your place of blessing, your place of increase. I just got to go ahead. Your place of joy, your place of answered prayer, your place of prophetic word coming to pass. That's going to be the end. What do you mean? You're not going to go back to where it was before, how it was before. Nahum 1:9 says, and he will bring it to an utter end, and the affliction shall not rise the second time. In other words, when God says it's over, it's over. Some of you, right now, you have not reached. Some of you frustrated. Some of you disappointed, discouraged, because you thought things would move quicker than they've moved. You really thought you would be at the place God showed you or God told you, and you're not. What did I say, I believe, a moment ago? Your current situation don't line up to your promise. But at the end, at the end. You know, I don't like waiting, and I'm one of those that don't believe you should have to wait till the day before you die to get your promise, your dream, your prophetic word. But there is times we have to wait. And many times we wait longer than we should wait. Many times we wait longer than we have to wait. Things come to an end. Job's battle only lasted, Bible scholars tell us, 9 months. And then God brought it to an end. I'm feeling real prophetic. At the end, look at me. At the end, things will not remain like they are. Things will not continue. I'm hearing drama, confusion, frustration, aggravation. That's not what God come to give you. He come to give you life and life more abundantly. Some of you have eternal life, but you don't have abundant life. God wants you not to only have eternal life, but abundant life. For that to happen, what did Habakkuk 2 verse 3 say? The vision is yet for an appointed time. God's got a time for your story to change. Some of you, it's right now during this broadcast. I'm hearing Psalms 30 verse 5. Weeping endureth for the night, but joy cometh in the morning. The only way joy can come is if the night ends, is if your trouble, your turmoil, your confusion, the confusion in your family, the torment of your mind, the lack in your finances, the pain in your body. The only way joy can come is if the night ends. And when the night ends, Joy comes with the morning. Joy comes in the end. The night is not the end. No. Morning. Joy. Unspeakable joy. Woo! Glory to God. I got to take a break. I want you to know about some things real quickly. You must be a part of Camp Meeting 2022. It will be like none other. Times that we're in require a move like none other. This camp meeting is for my kingdom partners and friends from throughout America, and I want you to know about it, plus a couple more things, and I'll be right back. It's such an honor that you would watch and listen to Kingdom Living broadcasts, but I want to make known to you another opportunity. Not only by television can you connect to the prophet, but every Monday night, your prophetic connection, you can join by Bobby Hogan YouTube, Facebook, BobbyHogan.org, or by calling 319-527-9604. It's at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, and 5 Pacific. During this time, I prophetically teach, prophesy, make decrees, declarations. Sometimes a prophet will join with me. I want you to join us. That's every Monday night, 7 Central, 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific. Your prophetic connection. When you connect with the prophet, you will be blessed.
We, here at Bobby Hogan Ministries, believe in the power of prayer. Jesus said in Matthew 18:19, that if any two shall agree or touch anything they ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Hundreds are receiving miracles, breakthroughs, and blessings after calling our prayer line. If you are in need of a miracle, breakthrough, or blessing, we have a prayer partner waiting to pray with you and believe with you for what you are in need of. After a one-on-one prayer partner prays with you, your request will be forwarded on to Prophet Bobby Hogan in his secret place, who will also lift them up before God. The prayer line number is 479-755-8888. Don't wait. Call now to speak to one of our prayer staff. The number, once again, is 479-755-8888.
Well, I want to get right back into the Word of the Lord. Let's look again, Habakkuk 2, verse 3. For the vision is for an appointed time. You know, when it's God's appointed time, there's nothing your enemies can do. Nothing the witches, the warlocks, nothing those that have tried to keep your promise from coming to pass, those who wished your dream would not come to pass, nothing they can do in God's appointed time. They may try, and they do, and many are you right now have enemies trying. But I hear a word for you. No weapon formed against you will prosper. No weapon formed against you will prosper. It's not going to work. Didn't work yesterday. What do you mean? You're still in the land of the living. You're still praising God. Woo! Glory to God. Still serving the Lord. Their weapon didn't work yesterday. It's not going to work today. And if it don't work today, you can know it won't work tomorrow. When God says it's time to move from waiting to manifestation, when God says it's time to go from carrying to birthing, the end. I'm seeing a pregnant woman. When the water breaks, there's no turning back. When the water breaks, no return. The baby's coming. But she goes through a waiting period, something about that 9 months. So many battles I've had lasted 9 months. Job's battle lasted 9 months. Pregnant women carry a child for 9 months. 9 months is three seasons. Whenever, after she goes through that period of carrying, waiting, at the end, she goes from carrying to birthing. And you know, 9 months of carrying a baby is not easy on a woman. A lot of changes take place, just like a lot of changes are taking place in your life. Why? You're getting ready to birth something. Your pregnancy is coming to an end in the spirit. And I was preaching just the other night, and I said, the delivery room is not pretty. The delivery room is quite ugly. But after the delivery, when a mother holds the child, my daughter just had twins. My daughter lives in Israel. She just had twins. She birthed David and Joseph Levi. Now, after she birthed those boys and she held them, it was the end of her pregnancy and a new beginning. Now I'm hearing something. Some of you are going into a season of new beginnings. Hallelujah. The vision is for an appointed time in the end. Some of you are going to see some things in, which means new beginnings. Some of you are going to have a new beginning. You know, Elisha prophesied in famine and said, tomorrow this time, famine will be over. 24 hours. And he said also, there'll be more than enough. It was in a horrible famine. 24 hours later, that famine was over. And there was more than enough. What's your point, man of God? My point is, the prophet spoke it, and it come to pass. I am your prophet. I am prophesying. You are going from carrying to delivering. You're going from confession to manifestation. I repeat, where you're at is not your end. What you're going through is not permanent. At the end, I repeat, Joseph come out of the pit and the prison, went into the palace. In the end, Daniel come out of the lion's den and was promoted. In the end, the three children come out of the fire and was promoted. One more. In the end, Jesus come out of the tomb with the keys of death, hell, and the grave. They crucified my Lord, hung him between heaven and earth, blood coming from his body, a fountain opened up for the house of Israel. Thank God for all of us. He hung on that cross, cried out, it is finished. They took him off the cross, put him in a tomb. But he had said, destroy this temple. 3 days, I'll build it back. As Jonah was in the belly of the whale for 3 days and three nights, so Jesus missed being the belly of the earth. The cross was not the end. The tomb was not the end. After 3 days and three nights, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, same Spirit that raised Christ from the grave, quickens our mortal body. The Spirit of God, got into the body of Jesus, and he come out at the appointed time. There was an end, and there was a new beginning. And I am hearing, and I'm hearing new beginning. At the appointed time, the vision, Habakkuk 2, 3, 4, an appointed time, a time that God's preset, preordained. But at the end, it shall not tarry. But at the end, it will come. Some of you, your battle is coming to an end. I'm prophesying just like Elisha did in famine. I'm prophesying that turmoil, that confusion is coming to an end. I'm prophesying that family issue, lack of finances, body in pain is coming to an end, in the end. And now what I am seeing, I've been seeing on this broadcast, is new beginning, new beginning. New beginning. Are you ready for a new beginning? I wasn't even planning on going this way on the broadcast. Had no intentions of even talking about new beginning. But when I see that number 88, and I begin to see the number 8, I know what it means, new beginning. New beginnings for some of you. But the only way you can have a new beginning, some of you, only way you can ever have new beginnings, some of you need a new beginning, some of you need new beginnings, is if it comes to an end. In the end, the new beginnings will happen. So I am prophesying right now. If you can, put your right hand toward the television, the phone, however you're watching, listening. I prophesy change. I prophesy night ending and the morning coming. I prophesy afflictions coming to an end. I prophesy in the name of Jesus, what you're going through will not destroy you, it will make you. What you're going through will not take you out, it will take you over. God will take what the enemy meant for evil and turn it to your good, and what looked like a curse will turn into a blessing. And a new chapter, okay, I'm hearing, in the end of a chapter, what happens? You go into a new chapter. I'm seeing a book, hallelujah. New chapter. I prophesy a new chapter for you. New chapter for your life. New chapter for your ministry. New chapter for your business. New chapter for your finances, your health. New chapter for your family. New chapter in your life. This chapter, I prophesy a chapter of peace, love, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Are you ready? Somebody shout, I'm ready. I challenge you. Some things are taught and some are caught. I challenge you to catch what I'm prophesying. And I challenge you, if possible, to shout your address, shout your email, shout your phone number, and connect this prophetic word with where you live. Hallelujah. New beginnings. New beginnings. Why? Because at the end, it will come to pass. At the end, the appointed time, it will happen. For God is not a man that he should lie. He does what he says. My dear kingdom family, you watching the broadcast for the first time, I've released a wonderful word from God. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, believe God, you're established. Believe his prophets and you shall prosper. Amos 3 verse 7 says, surely God will do nothing till he first reveals his secrets to the prophets. You receive this message. The Bible says in Acts, some believed and some believed not. That's the dividing line. Are you going to believe? Are you going to believe not? If you believe, what I have prophesied will happen in your life, your ministry, your business, your church, your finances, your health, however, when you believe and you act, live in faith. I want you to sow a seed if you believe this word and receive it. I had no intentions of this. I just, as I was making the broadcast, I began to hear things and see things. The number 8 means new beginnings. I want every one of you. I'm talking to you. Somebody said, well, I liked you up to now. Well, you better like me now, because I'm giving you an opportunity to seal this word. Faith without action is dead. Faith without works is dead, as the body's dead without the spirit. I want to encourage every one of you throughout America and the world to sow an $88 seed. I repeat, the number 8 means new beginnings. Sealing this word, saying, I believe. Sowing a seed is an act of faith. And believe me, your seed in obedience gets the attention of heaven. $88 seed. And you tell the operator, if you give by Cash App, Venmo, or you write, you say, prophet, this is my new beginning seed. If you call, you tell the operator, you tell them my new beginning seed. $88. New beginnings. Numbers mean something in the Bible. Numbers are not just numbers in the Bible. They mean something. 8 is new beginnings. And some of you, I'm telling you right now, there's 5 of you can sow an $888 seed. You need a new beginning. A seed can change your future. A seed can change your address. A seed can change your situation. 5 of you need to go to that phone, write me, however you're going to sow that new beginning seed of $888. Be obedient. I challenge all of you to a seed of $88. If you're not on that level, and most of you are, you could get $88 if you really wanted to. Many, many of you could sow $888 if you chose to. Well, I'm waiting on God. What if the woman of Zarephath had waited on God? God sent the prophet. He sent me to you. If you can't sow $888 or $88, sow $18.88, or as close as you can to $88 or $888. Have the number 8 in your seed. Call it your new beginning seed. What does it say once again, Habakkuk 2 verse 3? The vision's for an appointed time, but at the end. I close the broadcast reminding you where you are is not your end. What you're going through is temporary. God's got better things. Your future is better than your past, and your future is better than your present. For he has saved the best wine for now, and the glory of a latter house shall be greater than the glory of the former. Sow your new beginning seed. Your prophet, Bobby Hogan.
This broadcast has been brought to you by the friends and partners of Bobby Hogan Ministries. If you have been blessed by this prophetic broadcast, prayerfully consider sowing a seed and help us continue preaching the word with a message of faith and hope. You may contact the ministry by calling 479-755-8888 or writing to us at Kingdom Living P.O. Box 2665, Fort Smith, Arkansas 72902. You may also visit our website at www.bobbyhogan.org.